Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
French President Emmanuel Macron taking the lead, arriving in Kiev today to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky one day after his marathon talks with Vladimir Putin. And Macron saying that Putin gave him a personal guarantee. He told me he won't be initiating an escalation. I think that's important, Macron said. The Kremlin denies Putin made any such commitment.
Wait, what?
So what kind of a story is that?
So Macron claims that Putin made a hollow commitment, and the Kremlin says, no, he didn't even do that.
Right, immediately, which means he obviously didn't make a commitment. You don't deny a major commitment.
Hmm.
So it's a nothing. It's a big nothing. Anybody who has fallen for the whole, looks like tensions have cooled. What?
Might have been lost in the translation or something. I don't know.
I think the media just sucks. So CNN reporting today that Russia is sending warships to the Black Sea for more drills. Man, they got a lot of drills they need to do, all in the same area at the same time. A
lot of exercises, all happen to be surrounding Ukraine.
God, I'm looking up at ABC right now, and they've got video of these Russian transport vehicles going down a snowy road in the middle of nowhere near the border. It looks like a color version of something from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through these one at a time. First of all, I haven't heard this story. I need to hear this before I can comment on it.
On Monday, Vladimir Putin was speaking about the Minsk agreements, which were supposed to end the conflict years ago. There's been disagreement between the two countries over their meaning, and he took a disparaging shot at Ukraine's president and maybe even his manhood, saying, like it or don't like it, it's your duty, my beauty, which seems quite possibly to be a comment loaded with sexual, even misogynistic implications. Ukraine's president today responded, appearing to take the comment in stride. He said Ukraine is a beauty, and that as far as it being his duty to, quote, take it, Ukraine is very patient because that's wisdom.
Wow.
Old, tough guy, KGB officer, judo champion in his youth, Putin dropped a my beauty on the younger pretty boy president of Ukraine.
Well, first of all, it sounded like he might be rapping. It's your duty, my beauty, to come around, cutie.
I doubt it.
I want your sweet booty.
I doubt it rhymed in Russian. But.
Ah, my mistake. Well, and I love the tone. You know, I mentioned earlier Jake Tapper, who's really a solid guy. I agree with everything, obviously, but he's a solid guy. He's a China hawk and the rest of it. He is an island of sanity in a sea of excrement that is CNN.
Oh,
geez. And that was an example there. John Berman with his fake that some consider sexist, even misogynist. You're talking about Vladimir effing Putin. You think maybe he says stuff that's a little sexist? You sound like you're about to fall to your knees,
you know,
weeping over it, you wuss.
That's an excellent point. Leave Northern California before you get too soft.
Yes.
I'm so used to that sort of talk, it slipped by me. Wait a second. The guy he's working on 200,000 troops on the border with possibly nuclear weapons. Now he's sending ships to the Black Sea. And you're going to comment on the fact that you think he made a misogynistic reference.
He's about to slaughter Ukrainians by the tens of thousands, and John Berman, CNN, are most upset that Vladimir Putin seemed to be coming off as a sexist.
Some think the comment was sexist or misogynist. That is... You know, I was saying earlier about China. So China, the most popular movies in Chinese theaters are ones where they reenact battles and where the United States loses.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Anti-American. Jake Tapper, getting back to CNN, pointed out yesterday that no major studio has made a movie with China as the enemy in the United States in 10 years. So we don't want to do that because you would lose money. They do it all the time. Same with this. We're making comments about, I think that was a sexist comment from Putin, and he's going to invade a country and kill tens of thousands of people and not even blink. The stronger, aggressive culture will dominate the retreating weak culture. It's the history of the world.
There's a 100% correlation.
It's just unbelievable. That's our response. Well, that was misogynistic.
I know, it's astounding.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
To threaten Ukraine.
Yeah, and so while we're putting pronouns in our emails, those countries are going to do what they want to do and take over the world.
I know, folks. You're slapping your forehead. I'm slapping my forehead.
Anyway, the Ukrainians seem to be getting more serious about what they're up against, as this report from ABC News last night.
Ukrainians are still preparing for war.
So these all represent artillery attacks?
Yes.
Alexei Danilov, the head of Ukraine's National Security Council, telling me he is organizing a national resistance. Every Ukrainian who can fight will fight.
From regular soldiers to veterans to police officers to hunters.
Yes.
All of those people would be mobilized if Russia attacked.
The overall number of people who could be mobilized is as high as 2.5 million, he tells me. We need additional weapons and ammunition.
He was standing in front of maps and organizing, you know, just regular local, like you said there. Anybody who owns a gun or knows has ever shot a gun is going to be part of fighting for their country. And that can be pretty effective. Nobody knows that better than the United States of freaking America. Having gone into Iraq and Afghanistan, sure, you can roll in with your tanks and your guns and your fancy planes fast and kill a whole bunch of people. But that armed population that don't want you there can bleed you for a long time. And Ukraine is looking to do that to Russia. And it is going to be...
Interestingly enough, Russia ought to know that, too, from their experiences in various spots, including Afghanistan.
Obviously, I think that's why... He hasn't gone in yet, and he's continuing to amass an insanely powerful force because he just wants to stomp that out and break their will fast so he doesn't have to deal with that sort of thing. I think that's what Putin's hoping for.
Looking at it purely academically, there's an argument to be made that's the right way to do it.
Sure. And
I find it horrific, just for the record.
And that's why those numbers came out over the weekend from our Pentagon that as many as 50,000 Ukrainian civilians could die in the first couple of days. And there's going to be a lot of video of this. I mean, that's a modern country with cell phones and all that sort of stuff. There's going to be a lot of video of what goes on. And I wonder how America's going to react to that because they look like us. And for whatever reason, that's just the way the brain works. I don't know. Call it racism, call it whatever. But when you got it, you know, when you got those kind of videos coming out of the Middle East, it's tragic and awful. But their lifestyles are so different. You know, they don't drive the cars like we do and live in houses that look like ours and et cetera, et cetera. Ukraine, have you seen the videos out of Kiev? It looks like it could be Omaha.
Right.
And and when we see, you know, cars that we drive in front of stores that we shop at being blown up and bodies laying in the street and everything like that, I think it's going to be quite striking.
Yeah, it's rare people actually say what you said out loud, but it's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. And, you know, maybe that's not a good thing, but it's a human thing.
Yeah, I just think there's going to be quite a reaction to that.
I just hope when Putin slaughters the tens of thousands, he doesn't say anything sexist.
Oh, my God.
I almost play that again, Michael.
That is amazing.
30.
On Monday, Vladimir Putin was speaking about the Minsk agreements, which were supposed to end the conflict years ago. There's been disagreement between the two countries over their meaning, and he took a disparaging shot at Ukraine's president and maybe even his manhood, saying, like it or don't like it, it's your duty, my beauty. which seems quite possibly to be a comment loaded with sexual, even misogynistic implications. Ukraine's president today responded, appearing to take the comment in stride. He said Ukraine is a beauty, and that as far as it being his duty to, quote, take it, Ukraine is very patient because that's wisdom.
Wow, the worldview of the effete elite in America, the Ivy League, you know, Matt Taibbi was talking about this in a podcast. I heard it the other day with a comedian, actor, now commentator, and kind of interesting guy, Russell Brand. He was talking about how when his dad was a journalist, journalists were more workmen than professionals. It was a ink-stained, decent way to make a living, but you were not driving a Cadillac. I mean, you were driving a Chevy. And now, through, you know, various sociological forces, cultural forces, media forces, all the president's men, whatever, now journalists are, to a large extent, Ivy League-ish children of the upper class who've decided to change the world. And so they, in the face of Russian slaughter, would point out, you know, what he just said was sexist. That was kind of a microaggression, what he just said.
So the leader of Russia is making misogynistic comments, and he's going to pull off a 18th century move in a 21st century world, and he don't care. You see, is the thing.
I'm going to shame him out of doing it on my blog.
Now, that's our media's fault. I don't know how they received it there in Ukraine, but, man, I'll tell you what. If I'm President Zelensky and Putin looks me in the eye and calls me my beauty, I'm a little chilled.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the eyes of a crocodile, you know, and the emotional, you know, he's got the cortex of one, too. So when he says it, he means it.
He has doctors thrown out of windows.
Yes.
Who make comments about COVID he doesn't like.
Right.
What, his girlfriend's boyfriend or whatever, remember that video that he had shot on the street? I mean, yeah, he's a killer.
Yeah.
He's a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, oh, I just...
And sexist, as it turns
out. Oh, yeah, and then willing to make misogynistic comments.
Mm. threatened.
You know what?
You're crazy.
You know what? You should cancel him. You should. You should try to cancel him.
Canceled! Deplatform him! Go fund me! Won't send any more money to Putin.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's not racist on some level.
Oh no.
He needs to be canceled.
Yes.
Organize a boycott. A Twitter boycott.
Yes, yes. Hashtag cancel Putin.
Canceled!
Please retweet. Please. Unbelievable. So they're providing drugs to drug addicts in drug rehab centers in San Francisco. Seems to be a little unclear on the concept.
I don't know. I just saw a fact check that says that isn't true, which is hilarious when I read it to you.
Oh,
hilarious.
Really?
Hilarious.
Wow, there's so much unintentional hilarity in the world. There's no need for comedians.
Right.
You know?
All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-239-1749. Lou is one of you, and make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-239-1749. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-239-1749. 800-239-1749.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Simpson University to find out what's going on out there with Redding's hometown university. Also, Cool April Nights. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Find out all about it Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here she goes. The important first run of the Swallow to set the tone.
You have got to be kidding me. Shocker right off the bat. Didn't even get into the course.
It's unimaginable. Twice in a span like this, in her specialty, that is just almost shocking. It is just one of the biggest shockers in Olympic alpine skiing history to see what has happened to Michaela Schifrin, a legend in the sport at 26.
Wow. That really stinks.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch it. I tried to watch the Olympics last night, and I just couldn't get into it.
That stinks for her. So she is one of the great Americans?
Yeah, she's one of the great skiers on Earth and wins world championships all the time.
Doesn't look like it to me.
Well,
first time I've ever seen her, and all I see her is rolling down the hill.
She's good at that. No, poor kid. The icy conditions, et cetera.
We've got another uniform problem at the Olympics. Remember, at the Summer Olympics, we found out that, weirdly, the Super Enlightened Olympic Committee had rules in which they made chicks wear bikinis for no good reason just because it made him look hotter.
Oh, yeah, and if you put on a pair of shorts instead of your little bikini, please, what about the sanctity of sports? You're out.
Female ski jumpers have been disqualified over baggy clothing at the 2022 Winter Olympics. Five female ski jumpers representing Austria, Japan, Norway twice, and Germany were disqualified from the competition for wearing too loose-fitting of suits.
Yeah, I was reading about this, and they're all astounded. They said, I'm wearing the same thing I always wear.
Or even without that, unless it gives you an advantage.
Well, I think that's the idea that it would, that it would make you like a flying squirrel.
Oh, gotcha. Ah, that's funny. Oh, and one of them said, well, I just lost weight. It's the same outfit I've always worn. I've lost weight. It's a result of me being in quarantine and not eating properly.
Yeah, and it's like all the top jumpers and people are saying, yeah, China just wanted to place higher. So I don't know. I don't follow ski jumping that closely.
You know, that could, this one could be different. This could be people trying to, you know, everybody's trying to gain an edge, every different kind. Maybe sure. People find, maybe just kept pushing the, like, baggier and baggier clothes until you're a flying wing, and just got caught. That could be. I don't know.
Yeah. What was I going to say? That doesn't matter. I think it's interesting that in the summer games, they make the women dress like they're in a porn. And in the winter games, if it's too baggy, they throw you out.
You want to hear something that will take a year off your life?
No, I really don't.
The 2024 presidential election is 1,000 days from today.
Oh,
that makes me a little more dead.
1,000 days. Well, it's only like 300 and, I'm doing some quick math in my head, 335 days or so until Joe Biden resigns.
No. Yeah.
So there's that.
That's been your theory for a long time.
2 years and a day.
Come on.
Just came across this. I don't know exactly where it is. James Lindsay retweeted it. Franklin Street yoga pricing. I don't know where this yoga is. Anyway, they got their pricing on their website. It's $18 or $11 if you're BIPOC. Which, as the tweeter pointed out, this is the definition of racism, isn't it? Isn't this the definition of racism? You have a price for white people and a lower price for people who aren't white.
Right. Yeah.
How is that not exactly the sort of thing we're trying to do away with in this country?
Well, that's the thing. It's all been turned on its head. There's no such thing as racism except white on black, and maybe white on Asian if we're in the mood and we're not talking about colleges. Again, the outrage is phony and it's selective.
Hmm.
You know, yoga routines.
David Rowe, thanks, Hillary. David French, Hillary, still rumored to be eyeing the Oval Office.
Right.
David French was talking about the whole black woman Supreme Justice thing, and he wrote this great piece. It was so simple. He just quoted Title IV of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. No person in the United States shall, on the ground of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. And then the code that enforces that gets even more specific, and then the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution makes it just utterly undeniable that saying, yes, only this color, and or more for this color, less than. I mean, it's obviously unconstitutional.
But nobody's going to challenge it, are they? Nobody's talking about challenging what Biden said and what he's going to do around the Supreme Court.
Well, you remember Ilya Shapiro, who admittedly was a little indelicate. He got murdered for even bringing it up professionally.
Are we giving people crack pipes, etc.? Have you heard this story?
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Simpson University to find out what's going on out there with Redding's hometown university. Also, Cool April Nights. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Find out all about it Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Joe Biden's latest idea is to pay black people to smoke more crack. With this new program, Joe Biden will finally close the crack gap. For too long in America, quality crack pipes have been the domain of rich white men, like so much else. Here's the president's son, for example, smoking crack in bed at the Four Seasons.
Oh, geez.
You'll notice the beautifully designed custom crack pipe, its cooling bowl nestled in the high thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. When Hunter Biden smokes crack, he does it in style.
So just to give you a little background on where this is going, I came across this and I thought, fact check on this. So Tim Sandifer retweeted somebody who said, it's mostly false because it's completely true. Here's the fact check on you. So here's the claim that got fact checked. In early 2022, the Biden administration endeavored to advance racial equity by distributing crack pipes to drug users. I don't know whose rating this is, but they said mostly false. What's true, in 2022, a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services substance abuse harm reduction grant did require recipients to provide safer smoking kits to existing drug users. In distributing grants, priority would be given to applicants serving historically underserved communities. In other words, the caption on there that says it's mostly false because it's completely true. What you just said in your refutation of the premise was a statement that the premise is true.
You just repeated the accusation.
Right.
And then wait.
And the what's false part, because it's completely false, the what's false is this was just one of around 20 components of a grant program to blah, 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 blah. Okay. That doesn't mean it's false.
That reminds me, I won't get off on the tangent, but Facebook had to plead in a recent case that their fact-checking is not fact-checking at all. It's just an expression of opinion. It's right there in the court record. So, yeah, that's hilarious.
We've done this a bunch of times. How many final nails have we had in fact-checking? But that should be the final nail. Somebody doing a fact check where they restate the premise as the proof that it's false.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, folks, you're thinking, wait, what? Really? Yeah, $30 million grant program overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services. Funds are available for smoking kits / supplies. They'll provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal methamphetamine, and any illicit substance. HHS said the kits aim to reduce the risk of infection when smoking substances with glass pipes, which can lead to infections through cuts and sores.
Yeah, and so this is a long-going sort of talk radio topic, or just American conversation, of does giving drug addicts this drug paraphernalia help them or hurt them?
Well,
I sure haven't seen the evidence that it's been helping anything.
No. You know what they say about good intentions, and it's true. Tucker was on fire last night on this, and I thought it was really good. I'm looking at this. You know what's really good is some of that man on the street stuff, which we'll get to in a second. San Francisco is actually allowing people to use drugs in the new Tenderloin Linkage Center. It's allegedly a place to go to link up to basic hygiene, food, clothing, and drug abuse treatment. But if you want to do drugs right there at the drug abuse treatment place, you can. And there are zero repercussions for it whatsoever. And various authors and council people and all are saying, you've just turned it into a drug consumption site. It's a supervised drug consumption area. And indeed, there's an open-air drug market now that's sprung up around it. Who are these people who look at these policies and think, yeah, this is going great?
I don't know. This experiment's been around for a while, so I think we'd have some evidence on this. I remember going to Vancouver. Geez, what year did the first time did I go to Vancouver, Canada? guessing it was like 98, 99, something like that. And I became aware that they had an area like this in Vancouver. This is where you're allowed to do drugs openly, and they hand out the needles and all that sort of stuff. And I went over there to see how it was. And, man, it was just, it was like stepping from beautiful first world city, one of the greatest cities in the world, like crossing over into third world stuff you'd seen on TV before but had never seen in person.
Yeah.
And like, and thinking, so how is this? I mean, unless the point was to confine these people to a certain area, maybe that was the point. But if the point was to help them, it don't look good.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. Hey, go ahead. Let's play 78. This is out of San Francisco.
How long have you been on the street?
7 years.
Drug of choice?
Heroin.
What percentage of people are still using heroin versus fentanyl?
Oh, man, 5% still use heroin, maybe.
What about meth?
Meth is just like a given, mostly. You got to do something to counteract the downer, so people either do meth or crack.
What does it cost per day?
Between 40 and 80 bucks.
Okay.
To maintain.
What percentage of people on the street you say are from San Francisco originally?
From San Francisco originally, maybe 10, probably more like 6 or 7.
Percent? How much does it cost to meet your habit?
We're looking at $60 a day.
Has the price come down or gone up?
It's been like a race to the bottom in terms of pricing, to where a gram, even as little as 2 years ago, would have been $200. Now it's down to $15 or $20.
How do you make your money?
Petty crime.
Like what kind of stuff?
Boosting and getting in on locked cars.
How do you boost?
You go in a store and put stuff in your bag and get out.
Number one, what's so sad about that young man is obviously very bright. I mean, he's bright, he's well-spoken, the rest of it, but he's a heroin junkie, and he lives in a city that encourages him to keep going. But that's something. Yeah, he's the guy who clears the shelves in the CVS, or Walgreens, or what have you, grabs a bunch of purses out of, some Union Square shopping center, and sells them to support his heroin habit. And at no step along the way, including him laying around on the sidewalk or pooping in front of school kids or whatever, at no point does anyone in charge ever do anything to discourage that lifestyle continuing. It's a culture of enablement.
Yeah.
Enabling.
And how much different is that than the view we were having in the early 90s when drugs were out of control and crime was out of control the last time? And what did Joe Biden do and think in 1991?
If you have a piece of crack cocaine, no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation, you get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice.
That's the way Joe Biden looked at it back then. Now he has an administration that is handing out stuff to make it easier for people to do crack.
And then I think Tucker Carlson did a nice job of bringing it home on his show last night. Share clip 79 with us, Michael, if you would.
First, the drug crisis is a crisis. It destroys people's lives, your fellow Americans' lives. It's one of the worst things ever to happen in this country, and it's being completely ignored by the people running the country. The second thing you learn is that it's happening because drugs are cheaper than ever. In fact, fentanyl may be the only product that Joe Biden has made cheaper since becoming president. A gallon of gasoline, a pound of beef are much more expensive. Fentanyl's cheaper. And then you learn that homelessness is caused by drug addiction, and so is street crime. So if you're wondering why our cities are falling apart, it's pretty simple. Drugs. Drugs are the problem. So what has Joe Biden decided to bring us more of? Drugs. It makes you wonder.
And then one more factor, if I might, there is fentanyl absolutely pouring over the border by the ton right now. But, of course, we're building bridges, not walls or something.
So we read an email a couple weeks ago, Joe did, from a guy I met out in the real world who was homeless because he was a drug addict, and he was telling me the story of how he turned it around, et cetera, et cetera. And I was reminded of that as I saw this report on Fox yesterday. This was on the streets of San Francisco, where the people are doing the drugs out in the open and talking to somebody who had gotten over his drug habit.
Tom Wolf, who lived on the street, disagrees.
How is anybody ever going to get help
if they're allowed to use fentanyl on the site.
A former addict who finally got clean after being arrested, Wolf says the only real solution is mandated drug treatment, which the city isn't doing.
We've removed all accountability from the process in the hopes of being more compassionate. But what we're really doing is we're just allowing people to continue to harm themselves and die.
So the reason I wanted to play that is, do you ever hear the other side of that? I don't remember ever hearing it. I don't remember ever hearing anybody, and if it exists, I got to assume the liberal media would be putting it in our face. If you got people say, yeah, I was a crack addict, I was on the streets, and when the government started handing out needles and making it easier to do drugs, that's when I got clean and got over my habit and got my life back on track. I don't remember ever hearing that once in my life.
Wow.
And like I said, with the media being so far in favor of this stuff, I would assume if there was one example, they would exaggerate it. But how many times have you heard that one? All over the place. Yeah, when I finally got arrested, when I finally met up with reality, when things got bad enough, that's when I finally got straight. And how many people who have turned their lives around are trying to tell us, yo, I've been through this, I've lived this experience.
Right.
This is what you gotta do. You're doing away with mandatory AA or drug treatment or whatever is not going to help. That's the only thing that saved my life. Sending me to prison saved my life.
Yeah, I'm picturing a nice lady in front of her two-bedroom home with her husband, beautiful children, saying, yeah, what really turned my life around is when they got me a fresh crack pipe to smoke.
Have you ever heard that? I haven't.
No, not even anything close. You know, here's the slogan Progressive America ought to use. We make sure you never, ever hit bottom.
I've heard junkies. Now, I have heard interviews where they are interviewing so many current junkies saying, yeah, this is good so I don't have to go into a bad neighborhood, you know, and deal with sketchy people and that sort of stuff. Okay, so your current junkie lifestyle has been made easier. I've heard those. But I've never heard anybody who got their life turned around saying that was a key component.
Yeah. Nope.
And, you know, if that's happened, you know, feel free to send it our way. But
making it easier to stay a junkie and making sure you never hit bottom. We're Progressive America.
Ask the junkies themselves. I mean, right. How many times have you heard from people who did get their lives together that was the best thing that ever happened to me? When they threw me in jail. Not when they started handing me out free stuff so it was easier. They gave me a house I could stay in and told me I can't get kicked out. I never have to get a job. That's when I got my act together.
So I've always been kind of a militant on this topic, partly because of my personality. I don't like being, you know, over-supervised or ordered around or whatever. Ever since I was a little kid, my mom and dad used to joke about how independent I was. On the other hand, paternalism, which often it comes from the right too, friends at times, but now it's just pouring out of the left. Paternalism is not only incredibly insulting to a human, to say that you cannot be in charge of your own life, I will be in charge of it for you. I mean, it's a denial of their humanity. The other aspect of it is that it doesn't work. Those policies don't achieve the goals they're intended to. So you have yanked people's dignity from them, you have denied their humanity, and your stupid program doesn't work. So it's a little difficult for us to enthusiastically buy into it.
Did you see the story with the couple that got busted? They're going to do a long time in prison for the biggest money laundering scheme in history? Have you seen this?
I did see that. I also saw a money laundering scheme that might be the dumbest money laundering scheme in history. Oh, boy.
I like those stories, among other things, on the way.
Crack is whack.
Armstrong and Getty.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine gift for your special someone? Then give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. They are so soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, that's G-I-F-T, to 41234. Again, text the word GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed.
Exergen would like you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate. The study also reports that they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless men.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The Potter's Cave is said to be among the finest in the United States. The first white man to enter the cave was J.A. Richardson in 1878. When deciding on a name for the cave, J.B. Potter was chosen, the man who became the first owner of the property in 1855. It's a limestone cave located by Shasta Caverns. Archaeologists believe to be the possible locations of fossils of early man and extinct animals. Many thousands of specimens are found there, including 52 species, of which 21 are now extinct. The species included the short-faced bear, the shrub ox, the Shasta ground sloth, a horse, mammoth, bison, and a cameloid. The age of the Potter Creek Cave is supposedly not far from that of the earliest human deposits containing human remains found in Europe. It has, however, been determined that the bone implement-like pieces found in the original 1903 excavation are at least 8,000 years old. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it started out.
Oh, the gate to the groin for Yannick Bertrand, and you could hear it. And if you're a man, you could feel it. Wow, watch this again. Oh, the Frenchman. Oh, monsieur. Wow, the boys took a beating on that one. That guy needs a hug.
French skier. Gate hits him right in the Louis and Ralph.
Le Jonc.
Le Jonc. Wow. Ah, well, things happen. What are you going to do? You've only done that 8 million times in your career, practicing for this moment. It's like the thing where, you know, you get in your car how many times? Then all of a sudden, one time you're trying to get in and you whack your head on the door. I mean, what happened there?
Well, that's one thing, but to take one right in Louis and Raphael right there in front of the world, that's tough.
Next hour, I want to talk a little bit about Fauci's interview he did about COVID and how ridiculous it is. I was just watching the highlight of Arkansas upsetting number one Auburn in college basketball and the crowd going wild and pouring onto the court and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of maskless people. All hugging
dancing
each other.
And screaming and yelling.
Jumping
right, yeah.
up and down. And Dr. Fauci, meanwhile, is giving interviews where he says, well, if we continue on the path we're on in a few months, we may be able to... Who are you talking to?
I represent science.
Meanwhile, it's important that four-year-olds continue to wear useless cloth masks.
Right. Have you noticed most people aren't listening to you? The only people wearing masks are, in my mind, paranoid people, and people are being forced to. They have no choice.
Right. And everybody knows it, except, you know, mainstream media. But more on that later. You going to do the money laundering thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So I heard the headline. I looked into it a little bit because I was shocked. This couple, young, good-looking couple, decided they were going to live a life of crime. $4.5 billion crypto laundering scheme they got caught.
Wow.
Biggest money laundering case in the history of the FBI. $4.5 billion.
I would do this, but I'd have to understand A, what cryptocurrency is, and B, how to launder it first. Or even what laundering it meant. And I kind of know, but barely. I watched Ozark.
Yeah.
That's the extent of my expertise.
Yeah. A buddy of mine says I've watched every season of Ozark. I still don't understand how to launder money. But, God dang it. If you've been... And it's got to be pretty recently because crypto hasn't been around that long. But, God, I would think you get up to $500,000 and you think, let's cut our winnings. Let's move to wherever. Okay, maybe you need more than that to live the rest of your life. A couple million dollars. $4.5
billion? Oh, boy.
I'd have quit a long time before that and moved to Mexico or wherever and grown a fake mustache and...
Wow. So these people are pretty bright.
And they're still in
evidently.
New York. They're still in New York living the high life when they got caught.
Wow.
They are young. They look to be mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
Maybe 30.
Yep. Tech savvy, obviously. Yeah.
$4.5 billion. Wow.
You know, I've always phrased it, and this is paraphrasing a friend of mine in law enforcement. If you're considering a life in crime, that's proof that you're too dumb to pull off a life in crime. Or maybe unwise would be a better word. Because those folks are probably pretty bright.
I'm sure they are.
Then you got this guy. He managed to use play money from the internet to steal about $400,000 from a Phoenix area Home Depot store. A Home Depot store I believe I have conducted commerce in, as my dad lives right around there. So this guy, Adrian Jean Pineda, had ordered something from Amazon.com, which is displayed as prop money $100 bills, realistic double-sided print fake money that looks like real money for party decorations and videos. And he orders a bunch of this stuff. He was in charge of, now here's the ingenious scheme. He's the guy responsible for counting the cash from the store's registers, then putting the money in a bag that goes to Wells Fargo.
Gotcha, and then that big truck pulls up and takes the money. I get it.
Exactly. And he does it under the watchful eye of cameras. But he actually got away with this for like 3 years.
What? Okay, I was going to say you don't get away with this for a day, but 3 years?
Yeah, somehow.
Wait a second. When the Wells Fargo truck got to wherever and they opened the bag and saw fake money, didn't they say, wait a second?
Well, the guy in the truck doesn't paw through the money either. It gets to the bank. I don't know. Somewhere along the line, there's obviously a giant hole in the system because this guy was doing it from August 2018 through January 2022. And in fact, when he was confronted by a manager, not the cops, but a manager, he said, yeah, you got me. In fact, here's $5,300 of real money, and here's a stack of 100 fake $100 bills. I was going to do it again today.
Wow.
And by the way, I have 22 grand in cash at my house. I'll go get it. Wow. Wow.
Nice plan. Yeah. If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab the podcast. How handy is that? At armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.